You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1640. Today, we join Joy and Kristen from the Retired Racehorse Radio podcast as they chat about bringing horses back to the show pen after a break, or even for the first time. And today's show is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Feed knows you share a unique bond with your horse and that you do anything to keep them happy and healthy, including having their teeth taken care of. Just like you're dedicated to your horse's well-being, Sentinel Horse Nutrition's expert nutritionists are dedicated to creating feed that supports their health. To learn more or find a dealer near you, visit Sentinel Horse Nutrition at feedsentinel.com/podcast. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
Well, it's everyone's favorite time of the show where we talk to a representative from New Vocations. And today we have Erin McDonald. Welcome back to the show, Erin.
Thanks for having me.
What recommendations or tips do you have for listeners who are bringing a young horse in, or maybe a horse who's had a substantial break in showing, getting them from that very laissez-faire, relax riding schedule to a more structured schedule to get them ready for their show seasons?
Yeah, so I would say that kind of it's a bit 50-50 with the youngsters, or certainly the horses that have had a bit of time off. Sometimes they actually will continue to improve once their schedule kind of increases and it's a bit more serious. And then certainly we see kind of, on the other hand, some youngsters kind of start to get a little bit overwhelmed with their new schedules. So I would say the biggest thing is not to be in a rush. Take things slow. I know it's super exciting to be getting out to your first show, especially if you're up north, like you said. Maybe all the snow is thawing and you're able to ride outside again, but don't be in a hurry with these young horses. So try to keep things still fun, slowly increase. The biggest thing that I would say to do, and being mindful of your schools, pick one goal for yourself. So whether that's maybe working on your canter transition to improve that for your dressage test, or working on maybe a bit better balance or slowing down maybe jumps over fences. If that takes you 40 minutes to get two good canter transitions, say, have your school be done. So reward your horse, give them a pat, put them away. It's like this endless schooling that I find really will kind of start to get our young horses working against us a little bit. So I think that would be my biggest advice, is like, don't overschool and pick a goal for each one of your rides. And then if it takes you 10 minutes, great, right? Pick a new goal next school. So that's probably the easiest way, just to keep it just mentally stimulating, yet not overwhelming for your young horses getting ready for the show season.
I love that. I'm always very like, or I say this, is I've been years since I've been particularly goal oriented with my riding, but I always love coming in with like, this is what I want to achieve. And then being, the hard part is being okay if you are like, well, we achieved it in the first 10 minutes, right? Like you still are like, well, we need to do more. We need to do it four more times. And right. Yeah, that's when you burn out yourself and a horse.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with the young horses. Like I think they will typically like associate a reward with like, you know, they try hard for us. Maybe it's something like, especially if it's a new skill, like I feel like we'll pull some new stuff out of the bag, right? Like maybe on an older horse, they've had some time off or the winter off, and then you're getting out, you're looking to move up a level, that sort of thing. So sometimes you can be sort of teaching new skills. And I feel like it's so easy, especially if you're a very goal-oriented rider, is to go out there and just school and school and school and school. And then by the time it's spring and you're getting to that horse show, I find sometimes our partners are a little bit over it. So I think the easiest thing is just to pick one thing at a time. It gives you some structure too, especially if a lot of us maybe don't ride with a trainer all the time. So it just gives us a little bit of a structure to our school. And then we can just go out, work on the one thing. And then that, like I said, kind of associates with like doing one thing well. Then they can go back, eat their hay, go outside, go in their stall. So I think that's been probably the best tool in getting these young horses ready for their show season.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.